Some of the topics we learned about include, we'll continue our discussion of Shutvin Shenadru Hanaz Zemizeh, partners who forbade each other to benefit from their property. The Mishnah lists various communal areas and determines which ones the partners may continue to use. The Mishnah then offers practical solutions how a person can benefit from something that was forbidden to him through a neder. Essentially, he needs to involve an intermediary so that he will only benefit indirectly. The Gemara discusses how this may be done. Through its discussion, the Gemara also references the following important ideas. Davar shel oisa ha'ir. Municipal property is owned collectively by all the residents of a city and can only be sold with their agreement. Therefore, when one uses city property, he is benefiting from every individual share. Matana menas lahachzer shmo matana. A gift is valid even if it's given with the condition that the recipient must eventually return it. If the owner has no intention of giving the item away, even for a specific period of time, then it's a harama, a ploy to take advantage of a legal technicality, and the gift is not valid. The criterion we use to decide the validity of the gift is whether the recipient has the ability to be makdashit. Kniya manas lahaknas. It's possible for someone to own something only in the sense that they have certain rights to its usage. The Gemara debates whether one can sell something, kniya manas lahaknas, so that the recipient owns the property only insofar that he will sell it to another. Kinyan sudr, a purchase only becomes legally binding when done with a proper kinyan, an act that has the power to affect a transaction. A method commonly used is khalifin, exchanging one object for another. This is sometimes done with a sudr, a kerchief that the buyer gives to the seller. His objective is not to actually exchange the sudr for the property, but merely to use it symbolically to affect the purchase. The Gemara debates whether the sudr does in fact become his.